Picture this. You're sitting with your phone trying to find one more way to reach your audience. You know you need another way to get your content out there to those who need it, but in a way that draws them in. You can do this through podcasting. Now you know podcasting can work, but how do you start? You can always hire someone to do it for you, but what if you just don't have the financial ability to do so? Or simply just don't want to spend the money? What if I told you you can get all of the steps from an experienced podcast manager to help you do this yourself? I have created the Podcast Launch Companion to help do exactly this. This is not another course from someone who has not helped dozens of podcasters get started. This is the exact process I use with my launch clients, step by step, for you to do on your own at a fraction of the done-for-you launch price. If you are ready to get a podcast launched by summer, click the link in the show notes or visit allisonnitch.com/DIY. That's allisonnitch.com/DIY to learn more. Now on to the episode. Hello, friends. Welcome back. I want to take these next few episodes to talk more about outsourcing your podcast. So this episode and next week's episode is going to be for those of you who have a podcast, but you're having a lot of trouble keeping up with all the things. Maybe you're getting behind. Or for those of you who wonder, how could I ever do it if I want to start a podcast? So that's what this one's going to be about. Are you ready to stop fighting the social media algorithm? Have you wondered if podcasting would work for you? What about learning how to start, manage, and grow a podcast? Welcome to Podcast with Purpose, where we talk about all things podcasting, from getting your message out into the world, launching a podcast, managing your show, and in return, growing your business, with a little mom life and business life in the mix. Hi, I'm Allison, a former elementary teacher turned podcast manager. Not that long ago, I was stuck and lost, and because of a podcast, I found my way to growing my business, starting my own podcast, and now I want to help you do the same. Friend, I know you have a story to tell and a message to spread, so let's share it. Welcome back. Thank you so much for being here. If this is your first time being here, thank you. I'm so glad you're here. You're going to find a lot of information about starting a podcast, managing a podcast, how a podcast can work for your business. But I also like to throw in some episodes on just real life. And if you haven't listened to any of my previous episodes, go do that. See what you like. And for those of you that are back, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Sometimes I'm sure other podcast hosts feel the same, but I talk into this mic and I wonder, is there really anybody on the other side? So if you are listening, thank you. I'm so glad you're here. But today I want to talk about what a podcast manager can do for you and your podcast, which in turn helps your business. So I'm going to kind of break this up into a couple of episodes. This one, I want to focus more on what a podcast manager does. And then next week, I'm going to talk more about what you need to look for in a podcast manager, or I guess more so on when do you know it's the right time to hire a podcast manager. So today I want to really go into what podcast managers do, because I know there's a lot of confusion. They either think that we do all the things or that we just do a few of the things. And again, podcast managers offer different services. So you may find one podcast manager that only does the editing. Some just do certain other parts of the promotional aspect. Some just do podcast pitching. We all have different things that we like to offer. So my best advice to you, and I'll get more into this in the next episode, but is to just find someone who fits your needs. So what I'm going to focus on is the kind of the majority of most podcast managers and specifically things that I like to offer. But podcasting, we've talked about this. I've talked about this before. Podcasts are great. They allow you to market your offers, provide long-form content, and they can help you repurpose that content. And with the rise of podcasting, there are so many more people who are starting this to help market their business. But having a podcast does come with a need for severe organization and management. You have to be able to get all those pieces moving together in order to work for you. One of the main reasons I have started my own podcast is because I want to go through this with you. And I want to know firsthand, what it takes to be behind the scenes, not really behind the scenes, I guess in front of the scenes, being the podcast host myself. So I've essentially taken on myself as another client. And I'm not going to lie, I tend to push my stuff off because, I mean, well, my clients come first, but I have to really focus on doing this for my podcast, but I know I want to. So managing my time, getting organized is very essential. And for those of you that are finding that hard, that's where a podcast manager comes in. So I want to give you a few reasons why having a podcast manager can be essential for your podcast, especially if you are very busy and you do not have the time to keep up with all of the different parts. But this is mainly the things that a podcast manager can help you with. So one of the major things I think that a lot of my clients struggle with is just all of the technical stuff. So let's just face it, not everyone is tech savvy. Even if you are, setting up a podcast can be overwhelming, having to go through all of the different programs and setting it up to all the different players. And I mean, if I learned it, anybody can learn how to do it, but it can just be overwhelming. So a podcast manager can help you with all of those technical aspects of podcasting. They can figure out the best recording setup for you and software to use, editing your podcast for you so you don't have to worry about learning how to edit and learn how to use the programs, which I just fought with my editing software today. Uploading your episodes for you so that you essentially don't have to worry about that. One of the big key things that I love to make sure that I do is I want to optimize the audio quality to make sure that a podcast sounds professional. And I do that with a couple of different softwares. So that is something else that podcast managers offer to clients. But not only that, I said this a second ago, submitting your show to all those podcast platforms, that's a hefty task in itself. Apple and I go round and round all the time. Not that it's hard, it's that two-factor authentication that it's just annoying. So having a podcast manager do that for you, let us deal with all that. You just learn how to record and you send it off and let your podcast manager do the rest. The second thing is just having someone to bounce ideas off of. Maybe you want to make sure your audio quality sounds great. When you're creating that content for your podcast, it's always a good idea to have someone to bounce ideas off of. They're listening to your episodes as they edit, and it just gives you another brain to help come up with content. So a podcast manager can be that sounding board. You can, you know, ask them questions on what you think should be good or what do you think might work better. They can just give you that feedback and help you come up with these new ideas. So it's something just to have an extra set of ears. The third thing is you can focus on the fun stuff. Running a podcast can be time consuming if you're doing all of the pieces. With a podcast manager, you can just focus on coming up with your amazing content, engaging with your listeners, and you pass it on and let your podcast manager handle the rest. That gives you time to focus on what's going to work best for your business. So the podcast manager would handle everything from the scheduling of your episodes. Even they can take over the guest management. If you have guests on your podcast, let them schedule the guest episodes for you and pass on all the information to them. We write show notes, which we turn into blog posts for your website, creating your social media graphics. We kind of take in the role of a copywriter, graphic designer, social media manager, all those kind of little things. We're not experts in that field, or I'm not. I'm not going to speak for every podcast manager, but we kind of dabble in all of those specifically for your podcast. So you just focus on that amazing content and your audience and giving them what they want to hear. The next thing is you have someone to keep you accountable or to hold you accountable. Sometimes life gets in the way. It can be easy to fall behind on your podcasting schedule because let's be real, we're in this to make money. Essentially, we help people and we want to make money. And if we're doing other things like helping our own clients, like I'll just use myself, for example, I'm going to focus on their podcast before I'm going to focus on mine. So to have someone that can keep you accountable, let you know that, hey, your episode's due this week. I mean, sometimes it can just fall out of our heads and we don't remember what day of the week it is. So just having someone else to help you plan ahead, not scrambling to put everything together at the last minute, can really help you not also get burned out with your podcast. One of the main things, I think, and this is sort of the last thing I want to talk about, is that if you have someone taking over all of those different tasks for your podcast, you're going to have more time to just enjoy yourself, enjoy your business, enjoy your life, enjoy your family and your time. Let someone else take over those things so you can focus on what you really want to focus on. You don't have to worry about all the technical stuff. You don't have to spend hours editing your episodes. Instead, you can focus on just creating your content, recording it, and having someone else be the game changer for your podcast. I really think that if you are in a good space to outsource, it is going to be so beneficial for you. Next week's episode, we'll dive more in depth in that part of when is a good time to outsource for your podcast. But if you're serious about a podcast, consider hiring a podcast manager, especially if you're lost, if you don't know what to do. I offer strategy sessions where you can just reach out to me and we'll get on a call for about an hour and we'll just look over your business, how a podcast can help you. I can walk you through steps to launch it if you're not quite ready to outsource and you just want to do a smaller ticket. We can sit on a strategy call and I can show you how you're going to upload it, how you're going to edit. I can show you all those things that we can get done in an hour. So I absolutely love helping women get their voices out through the form of a podcast. So if you're wanting to learn more, reach out to me. I can be found on Instagram at Allison Nitsch. You can always visit my website, AllisonNitsch.com, to learn more. And if you're ready to book a call or just a free discovery call to see if I'm a good fit for you and you're ready to hire, I'll link my scheduler in the show notes so that you can book that call. But don't ever be afraid to ask questions, because I think sometimes we take on a lot more than we can handle. I will see you next week, where we will talk a little bit more about hiring a podcast manager. Have a great day. Thank you so much for being with me today. If you could do me a favor, share this episode with someone else who might need it. The best way for the show to make an impact on others is to write a review. If you want to get your own message out into the world, or you need help with your podcast, I would love to help guide you on your journey to becoming a podcaster. Book a call with me on my website at AllisonNitsch.com or send me a message over on Instagram. Until next week.